Hello and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Putin.
Welcome to Consider This. This is the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. Last year, JKM, the Social Welfare Department, announced that it would be disbursing payments to welfare recipients under a cashless program. Now, it meant that cash aid for welfare recipients would be split into two types of payments, half into a Bank Islam ATM card and the other half in another card called JKM Pay. Now, the amount in JKM Pay can only be used in selected stores registered with Bank Islam. However, after the move was lambasted by NGOs and the public, JKM came out to clarify that only new registrations will receive the cashless welfare payments. The program won't include existing recipients. Let's discuss this further. We're joined now by Senator Tudewa Negara Ras Adibarazi. She's also the president of the NGO OKU Central. Senator Ras, one of the justifications by JKM for the JKM Pay cashless assistance was that, if I may quote a statement that they said, is that this will help recipients to better manage and control their spending instead of it being used for unnecessary things such as cigarettes or alcohol. I'm just wondering what this whole debacle, this whole controversy revealed to you in, about government's thinking in particular about aid for persons with disabilities.
Okay. Well, first and foremost, we know that the government is going towards digitalization, especially e-pays, banking, using all the facilities, you know. But the thing is, not all of our friends in the community are very savvy. That's one thing. Second thing is, they're a bit upset because when the statement came out, which says that, it's to hinder some of us from buying cigarettes and from buying alcohol, we got offended because, you know, it's 450 ringgit. Of course, EPOKU or EPC is actually for the ones who are still working and they get these extra allowances. So most of the time when they get this 450, they would have to pay for their family members, the children's school fees, even the rental and utilities. So when you come up to us and you say that, it's to curb, people from spending, buying things which like cigarette and alcohol, it got many of us pissed off because not all of us are into stuff like that. We actually need it because some of us have six or four kids who are in school and maybe a few of them are disabled. So I applaud what the government is doing. I have to say that, you know, they are moving forward, you know, preparing us for digitalization, stuff like that. But they actually need to consider and listen and discuss with us in length before we make such a move. But, you know, there's also some people saying, you know, why is it that people have to come back to the disabled to ask their opinion when we can do it ourselves? You know, I mean, why is it that we have to tell everybody what we're doing because we are, well, you know, it's up to us to come up with programs like that. That's fair. But you have to understand there's nothing about us without us. So we took offense when, the statement came out that says that, you know, it's to curb some of us from buying cigarettes and alcohol. I mean,
Ras, I want to understand there is a lot of paternalism in government and in the bureaucracy. They think they know better for most people. But the question really is, and I wonder if this is correct, that, you know, beyond the issue of what people buy or use, is, in fact, this support sufficient? I mean, never mind what people are paying for. What is it they can't pay for with the amount that actually is given at this point in time?
Well, it's not enough. Having said that, we're not a welfare country. All this, we can curb all this problem if people give us jobs. You know, we also have dignity and pride. We don't want to keep asking for assistance and stuff like that. So, you know, if you, all the government agencies, the NGOs and the corporate companies, you know, the private sectors, give us job opportunities, we wouldn't have to rely on these allowances. you know. So this
but
is,
sorry,
is
Raz, can I follow up with that very quickly? Do all OKU recipients, are they in a position to actually hold down jobs? I mean, is there a segment that is and will always be reliant on the community, on the state, for support just because the nature of their disabilities are such? And shouldn't we just embrace that and say we will support them because they are a member of the community?
Yes, no, I totally agree with you. There are some of our friends who are bedridden, and because there's 7 categories of us, yeah? There's blind, there's deaf, there's a physical learning disability, and then we have rare disease, and then we have pelbagai, which is all kinds of other categories. So there are some of us who, if there's 100 of us, at least 60 of us need that assistance. And there shouldn't be any question because our family members are not able to support us because we are in need of assistance, nurses or extra care, you know, and we are bedridden. And just to share with you, our friends who are under the rare disease category, some of them even need 1 million to 3 million to live a year to get those special injections. So every single thing, all the help that we can get, we would very much appreciate it because things are very expensive now, you know. So that's the other reason why it irked us a lot, because we feel that, you know, we should have a discussion about it. We understand that the government has a vision to have us be empowered with the modernization and digitalization and everything. But, you know, you have to come back into reality where we actually can't live because people don't give us jobs. So that's the thing. If we can get jobs, it's not so bad, you know.
Yeah. On that note of jobs, I mean, for the PWDs who want to work, who are able to work and cannot find jobs because of opportunity, a lack of opportunity or discrimination, we understand the Jamin Kerja Initiative has a category under job opportunities for people with disabilities. But I'm wondering how truly effective these types of programs are. Does it assist persons with disabilities who are unemployed, who are underemployed, who want to seek meaningful work? Are these types of programs beneficial to them?
Well, it is. I actually typed out quite a lengthy, detailed stuff, his script here to discuss with you. But, the right to development is an inalienable human right by virtue, you know, which all, every one of us, must be entitled to, you know. And recently the Prime Minister actually launched the Jamin Kerja, as you mentioned, the initiative. Is a manifestation of the government's commitment to provide more holistic job opportunities, including vulnerable and disabled persons like us, as well as offering hiring incentives to employers. The Jamin Kerja Keluarga Malaysia, Jamin Kerja Job Initiative, is actually a step to the right direction to assist those who are unemployed and reduce unemployment. However, this unprecedented COVID-19 pandemic has caused many of us, able and disabled, to be out of jobs. And and with us, it's even worse. So, and on top of that, I have to share with you something here. A lot of companies, they don't know of what has been initiated by the government. They don't know about the Jamin Kerja. They don't know about, what human resource, department, you know, the Kementerian Sumber Manusia, the ministry has done. They don't know that if they get us to work with them, then you know they get compensated by the government. They don't know all these things. So, one of the problems right here, guys, is the messages are not going across. People don't know how best they can support and have the OKUs participate in the job market and work. They don't know all that because they don't find out because it's no big deal. They don't care, you know. So people like us in the media, we have a very important role actually to disseminate all this information and to have them know because they're so blur. And then in addition, this Malaysia's short-term employment program, MySTEP, offers 80,000 job opportunities in the public sector, government-linked companies, and also strategic partners. Through budget 2022, the government allocated special quota for us in MySTEP program, which was tabled in the Dewan Rakyat. And it's to assist the unemployment among us. But it's back to us being discriminated again right here.
Okay, so Raz, I want to ask if, you and people in the Welfare Department are collecting data so we know the impact or the lack of impact of any of these well-intentioned initiatives. Do we know if they're reaching the people it needs to reach? As you said, there are all these problems because employers might not, in fact, be aware of these support systems and so on and so forth, and so are not changing their behavior in the right direction. Do we have data?
Well, I did contact the Human Resource Department, and they are doing their very best to collect them, because I just want to share something with you guys. Yeah, sometimes people want to give us jobs, but some of us prefer not to work with people because, one, the place is not accessible. Second, there's discrimination. And third, some of us, we have degrees, master's degrees, and also a PhD. And they give us jobs like, just to pick up calls and stuff like that. Where else? We have a PhD. So to your question, we don't have the updated data at the moment, especially after being cooped up for 2 years. And when they come out, they realize the problem is a lot more than... it is just... You cannot imagine the amount of my friends who are out of jobs. And it's very heartbreaking. So I really hope, that we can get some information right now. But I can fairly say that it's not very positive, because people say, why do we want to give jobs to the disabled when even the able body are out of job, And then when they want to give us a job, and then even though we are qualified, they say, oh, but we only have this budget. Why do you even do that? I mean, in Malacca, we have a doctor who's a wheelchair user, and he's in the ER. I mean, why can't we treat everybody the same?
Raz, thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. We really appreciate your time. Senator Raz Adibarazi there, and we're going to take a quick break here, but we'll come back and continue this conversation. It's an important one. Well, much more to discuss. Stay tuned to Consider This. Hi, thanks so much for staying with Shraddha and I on Consider This. Our next guest is Faiz Shuhaimi. He's president of the Malaysian Disability Youth Council, also sits on the executive council for the Malaysian Youth Council, where he manages development programs for disabled youth and public awareness on disability rights. Faiz, thanks for joining us. I mean, in recent weeks, we've heard on social media several reports of incidences in the workplace. Incidences of workplace discrimination against people with disabilities. And that's, I guess, one of just the many reasons why some disabled persons are unemployed or are underemployed. And to begin this conversation, I wanted to ask you, we've seen the launch of many government job opportunity programs like Jamin Kerja, and part of those initiatives, they have a section for people with disabilities, opportunities for people with disabilities to get into the workplace. I'm wondering if you think those types of programs will actually help in terms of inclusion and in terms of equality for disabled persons in the workplace.
All right, first of all, I would like to express my gratitude and thanks for the Astro for inviting me and this program. Okay, back to the question that we discussed today about the issue of underemployment, the underemployment for PWDs, people with disability, regardless of they are young PWDs or just already will have above 40 years old already. I mean, some of them are already 40 years old, but still unemployment. So what we have the issue right now at the moment, of course, we have the initiative by the government. We provide the Jamin Kerjaya previously. We in the budget 2022. We have a program. Our government have allocated allocation for PWDs under MyStep in order to increase the numbers of employment of under people PWDs. Okay, we can see that several initiatives have been done by the government, but we need to see either this initiative actually really bring a positive or what you call impact to the community itself. Because we can see that at the moment right now, of course, in our situation, almost everyone is impacted due to the COVID. Almost everyone is affected, including PWDs. So in terms of underemployment or employment issues, we can say that one of the issues of agenda that has been highlighted by the government is the 1% scheme ataupun what we can say that dasar 1% for people with disability. This dasar 1% has been used to ensure more people with disability being enrolled or being hired by government agency. But after this dasar 1% has been implemented, maybe around 15 years of implementation, there's only around 3 ministries that get the number of employment of PWDs reach around 1% or more than 1%. For example, under the Ministry of KPWKM, we have the Ministry of Kementerian Pertahanan. We have also have the Kementerian Kesihatan. Around three or five ministries that actually reach the number of 1% workers under public sectors. But on the other side of the coin, most of the job offered somehow is more on the not related directly with the qualification of PWDs. We can say that some of the PWDs, they have their bachelor, they have the higher academic qualification at the bachelor degrees, or they should supposed to have a position in the decision making roles. But maybe in some of our industry or some of our sectors or government agencies, maybe they don't prefer to put people with disability on the management team, on the one that make the rules and regulation, on the one that make the policies that somehow hinders the progress of PWDs. So we can say that even the program that has been, we have a lot of job fair starting from last year until now, but most of the job fair or the job that has been offered to the PWDs is somehow is not matched with the tools who have the higher academic qualification. That is the first issue. The second issue,
very interesting that you point out this, because you're looking at a hiring scheme directed at the PWD community, and then perhaps what comes to the top of the list is, okay, they have a disability, we need to find them a job, as opposed to an open market where somebody comes in and they have a master's degree. My question is, when you have a slate of candidates and one of them is with a disability, does that count against them? Is there a kind of overt or even sometimes just implied discrimination against people with disabilities, so that even though they are qualified, they don't get to become the top candidates and won't be chosen because of their disabilities?
Yes, correct. This is the issue of stigma that still happen in our society, even those who are in this company, even those who are would like to hire PWDs, they have a stigma that can these people with disability perform their job like others, that others like other staff who did not have any disabilities. That's your first question. And second question is, how about the interaction? How does the PWD staff able to engage, interact with other staff, with other co-workers? That's another issue. What we can say, actually, discrimination is real. It still do happen. But what we need to do, actually, we need to create a safer and an inclusive workplace by highlighting the skill, the capabilities that have by PWDs. We cannot say just simply say that regardless their physical disability, regardless with their impairment, we could simply say that they are unable to certain job, they are unable to perform certain tasks. That's what the first that we need to educate more. And second, we have the program under Ministry of KPWKM with the collaboration of Kementerian Sumber Manusia, a program that we call as Job Coach. Job Coaching, this is a program that provides services, the training services for company or any organization that would like to hire PWDs. In this job coaching session, the company will be exposed on how we can produce a safer and what we can say a supportive environment for PWDs, how we can help PWDs to engage with their colleagues, how we can engage or help PWDs to deliver their tasks, to give a reasonable and suitable task according to their capacities. This is one of the courses, is one of the initiatives that is provided by government. What we need is more, because this initiative is provided by government agencies. But somehow we need to, from this private sector, of course, and maybe the NGO also, we need to work in together, providing more awareness, more skill-based placement or place and train for PWDs in certain organizations.
Right. I mean, I completely hear you, because it's not just about kind of government taking the lead or government agencies, but also the private sector. What is going to make that change with not just private sector, not just corporate, but also SMEs and private businesses? We've seen, you know, reports on social media of people's experiences facing discrimination as a disabled person. And there's really no kind of recourse, right? As we understand it, the Employment Act doesn't quite include anti-discrimination for persons with disabilities. I'm just wondering, Faiz, how do we make that change? I mean, what is that needed to push particularly private sector into changing this either explicit or implicit discrimination towards people with disabilities?
I do believe that hiring people with disability is going to portray a positive image to a lot of organizations. Even we can say on the global trend right now, global companies like Starbucks, for example, they portray inclusiveness. They portray the theme of inclusiveness by hiring people with disability. Even they have the signing store at Bangsa in our places in Malaysia. One of the examples that show hiring people with disability is somehow is very good for our corporate image, and also it portrays that our organization is care for the people. The word is not just for those who are able bodies, but also for those who are disabled, and those disabled people also have their own capabilities to help to empower the society. That is one of the message that we should portray to the private company. This is the first. On the second, we need to educate and empower more. What can say that the NGOs and often even the we have some of the information. Maybe some of the we have some of the incentive that is provided by the government. For example, choose company who hiring people with disability, they get double tax reduction. But unfortunately, not many private sectors are being aware about that fact. And we also another incentive that provided by the government. For example, the cost for innovation. For example, if there are certain companies they are hire people with disability, so they need to provide a special toilet, a special equipment for their staff, their PWD staff. So the cost for this renovation could be reimbursed from the government. So this is one of the other factors that could attract PWDs to getting hired by private company. And we would like to propose also, there might be some kind of, we can say, if you go into a certain, a shop, we have a star rating for in terms of cleanness. We have star rating in terms of cleanness. Why not we create a star rating for a company that disabled friendly? We have a disabled staff, we have disabled facilities to encourage more people subscribe and supporting their brand. It's one of the initiatives that we could do together. Maybe one the government also should think this kind of incentive, because the private company is really do care about their image, and they clearly do care about how much their brand or their product could impact the societies.
All right, Faiz, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure. Faiz Sohaimi, President of the Malaysian Disability Youth Council. And that wraps up this episode of Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutan, signing off for the evening.
Thank you so much for watching, and good night. We'll be right back.